humans aren't the only ones to use nets to catch fish. Humpback whales do too, with nets made of bubbles. A new study shows how the whales use these nets with a high level of precision. NPR's Lauren Sommer reports.
A lot of big whales eat very small things, like krill, tiny shrimp-like animals floating in the ocean. It's kind of like taking your bowl of Cheerios and spreading it out across a football field.
We're talking about prey that are barely visible with the naked eye, being preyed upon or fed upon by animals that are the largest animals that have ever lived on the planet.
Andy Szabo is a research biologist with the Alaska Whale Foundation. He says when the food is spread out like that, humpbacks can use a lot of energy to get it without much payoff. So they use bubbles. Here's how it works. First, the humpback dives into a cloud of krill.
And they'll start swimming in a circular motion, and they'll release these bubble pulses as they go out of their blowhole.
As they keep swimming in a circle, the bubbles rise. That makes a cylinder shape with walls of bubbles.
So we basically have created what is effectively a net out of air.
Krill do not like the bubbles, so they get trapped in that net, and the whale keeps swimming.
The circle's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, so it's creating this series of rings inside the net.
That condenses the krill into a small area, so the whale can take one giant gulp to eat them. Szabo and his colleagues captured this bubble netting behavior in new detail using drones and special suction cup cameras that attach to the whale's back. They found it's very effective, increasing the density of krill by 7 times. Andy says it's an example of animals using tools.
These whales are actually manufacturing these tools. And if you look broadly across the animal kingdom, there are not a lot of animals that actually manufacture or modify tools. And so we think that really elevates these animals, or it should elevate the animals in our own consciousness in terms of their cognition.
Humpbacks also use different kinds of bubble nets, like to eat herring, small fish that are much faster swimmers than krill. So humpbacks use teamwork. John Moran is a biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration who studies that in Alaska. He says first, one humpback will blow a very large bubble net to trap the herring. Then a group of whales all gulp at the same time.
It can be 30 whales, 15 whales all coming up together through the center of the bubble net. It's pretty spectacular.
Just like fishermen, humpbacks tailor their tools. Moran says understanding how the whales feed helps them understand the threats they face. Like when a marine heat wave hit in 2014 and ocean temperatures went up.
The prey was gone. It cost them more to make a living. And we saw skinny whales and the calf production dropped.
Marine heat waves are happening more as the climate changes, meaning more challenges for humpbacks looking for food. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.